I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, July 31. Coming up, Health Ministry advises public to reduce exposure to smoke. NIDS on track for implementation of pilot next year, and Microcredit Act still high on government's agenda. The news in detail after the break.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Now the news. Program Director for the National Identification System NIDS project, Warren Vernon, says the initiative is now eligible to receive the $68 million loan from the Inter-American Development Bank to fund its implementation. NIDS is scheduled to be rolled out in May 2019 in a pilot phase involving public sector workers. Providing an update on the progress of NIDS, Mr. Vernon said technical and financial evaluations of proposed frameworks for the system have now been completed. The proposals were submitted by three consortiums. A complete security review of the request for proposals was done by local experts, as well as others from Estonia, Israel, Uruguay, and France.
The next step, we envisage that by the end of the year, we should be in a position to make an announcement to the nation as to which consortium is the preferred consortium. When that is done, we will embark and dig in deeper into what we call the detailed business requirements to fine-tune so that the approved bidder will then be able to assist us to make changes to their existing system to meet our business needs.
The NIDS program director was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The Health Ministry continues to encourage persons to avoid excessive exposure to smoke emitted from landfill fires. The advisory comes in light of recent fires at the retirement landfill in St. James, Riverton City Disposal Site in Kingston, and more recently the Church Corner Disposal Site in St. Thomas. Acting Chief Medical Officer in the Health Ministry, Dr. Karen Webster-Carr, says though the thick smoke can trigger respiratory illnesses, persons with otherwise healthy lungs must protect themselves from smoke inhalation.
The action of staying indoors is for everybody. Children, adults, older persons, and persons with underlying respiratory conditions. So it's for everybody. Persons will react differently. Avoid being outside in the smoke.
Dr. Webster-Carr was speaking at a press conference at the Health Ministry Tuesday. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nigel Clark, says the proposed Microcredit Act remains a high priority for the government and will be tabled in Parliament within the next 12 months. The legislation aims to register and license microlending institutions that provide financing to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. It also seeks to enable greater participation of MSMEs in government contracts while facilitating consumer protection.
We are seized of the importance of the Microcredit Act. At the moment, the microcredit sector is the sector that interfaces on a regular basis and in a deep way with micro businesses. And the health of the microcredit sector is important to us. So I would say I can definitely give the assurance that before the next annual meeting, for sure, the Microcredit Act will be tabled.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the recent National Financial Inclusion Strategy Forum. And 15 graduates from the Abilities Foundation have become the latest group of persons with disabilities to benefit from the Labour and Social Security Ministry's Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project. The graduates this week participated in a two-day training session to equip them with skills in areas including data entry, virtual assistant jobs, voiceover jobs, and transcription. The training, valued at $3,000, was conducted by Internet Income Jamaica. Director of the Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says the training will go a far way in equipping the participants with skills to earn a living.
We did some research and we found that Internet Income Jamaica has had a history of training persons with disabilities, especially the visually impaired and physical, to earn income via the internet, and they have had success.
The Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project is funded by the World Bank and the Government of Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.